שלום, אנחנו קוראים
We're reading from the study of the 10 Sefirot, volume 6, part 16. We're on page 2076. Table of questions to the matters. You can send us your questions to kab.tv. Selected questions will be here in the course of the lesson. So again, the study of the 10 Sefirot, volume 6, part 16, page 2076. Table of answers to the matters.
אנחנו בשאלה
question 284 why in the third בחינה when Zer'anpin already rose to Zer'anpin to Arechanpin and only the first four rose from Asiya and the bottom six remained in Bria again why in the third בחינה when Zer'anpin already rose to Arechanpin and only the first four rose from Asiya and the bottom six remained in Bria. The answer is on page 2086 in Hebrew. 284. It is because of the concealment of Malchut in Radla. And there is no zivug, no coupling on her during the 6,000 years. Then no scrutiny is rise from man to Nukva, only from man de Ima. Therefore, although Zer'anpin rose to Arechanpin and obtained the Bechina of Yechida, it is only the Bechina from Chazeh and above of Yechida, which is ascribed to Ima. However, from Chazeh and below from Zer'anpin, which is ascribed to Malchut, he couldn't receive that light of Yechida, because he needs man of Malchut. And because of that, it turns out that also Asiya couldn't rise to Atzilut, but only its first four of Asiya, where the light of Vak de Yechida is enough for it, because the Rosh is the Bechina of from below upward. But that of Asiya, which is the Bechina of Guf, it needs Gar of Yechida, which are imparted also from above downward, and therefore it remained in Bria.
Look, it's not difficult at all. We have awakening from above, comes light from above. This light influences all the kelim of Atzilut. And all of the kelim of Atzilut, they rise. Here is Zer'anpin and Malchut of Atzilut, Zon.
נמצאים באצילות
they're in אצילות
אולי תקרא ואנחנו נלך לפי
maybe you read it and we'll go according to what he reads so I don't disperse
again the question why in the third בחינה when Zer'anpin already rose to Arechanpin and only the first four rose from Asiya and the bottom six remained in Bria The answer is on page 2086. Question 284. It is because of the concealment of Malchut in Radla, and there is no zivug, no coupling on her during 6,000 years. Then no scrutiny is rise from man de Nukva, but only from man de Ima. Therefore,
the difference of Man and Nukva and Man De'ima is that Man De'ima of Tzimtzum Aleph, Gedlut of Tzimtzum Aleph, and Man De Nukva is Gedlut of, sorry, Man De'ima is Gedlut Tzimtzum Bet, and Man De Malchut is Gedlut of Tzimtzum Aleph. So what are they asking it for? If they ask it not for Achap of Aliyah, but the true Achap, then it's called Man de Nukva. If they're asking for Achap of Ima, it's called Achap of Aliyah. Read again.
Again. It is because of the concealment of Malchut in Radla. And there is no coupling on her. and there is no coupling on her during 6,000 years. For no skudin is raised then from an de nukva, but only from an de ima. Therefore, even though Zer Anpin rose to Arich Anpin and attained the Bechina of Yechida, it is only the Bechina of from Chazeh and above of Yechida which is ascribed to Ima. However, from Chazeh and below of Zer Anpin, which is ascribed to Malchut, he couldn't receive that light of Yechida, because he needs man of Malchut. And because of that, it turns out that also Asiya couldn't rise to Atzilut, but only the first four of Asiya. The light of Vak de Yechida is enough for him, because the Rosh is the Bechina from below upward, but Zat of Asiya, which is the Bechina of Guf, it needs Gar de Yechida, which are imparted also from above downward, and therefore it remained in Bria.
Right, and not only the end of correction, it took place. Questions?
How come only part of the world can rise to Atzilut? Why is it divided?
It's a Pertzuf, it's not divided, but every Pertzuf is divided to different parts. These parts aren't separate, it's like hands and legs, Osh Toch Sof and so on in the Pertzuf. In every single part of it, there are 10 parts that are always different, that only the correct connection between them, they're in an action, but in different nature, each and every one of them. Every single olam, every single partsuf is divided into galgal tainaim and achap until the chazeh, its vessels of bestowal, below chazeh, until siyum, its vessels of reception. The world of Asiya got the light that reforms. This raised him above Parsai into its galgal tainaim that they went to, and they were clothed in the Malchut, and there was the original one with of Atzilut, and the Achap of Asiya, it stayed below. In order to activate the Achap of Asiya, you need to get not man of Ima, meaning from the Bina, the awakening, but the deficiency of the Malchut itself, and that doesn't exist until the end of correction. Yes?
And the fact that the upper part of Asiya rise to Atzilut.
So you can work with it. You can work with that upper part. It's called vessels of bestowal of the world of Asiya. Go ahead, work with it. But the vessels of bestowal, the vessels of reception of the world of Asiya, they're below Parasa, they can't receive the light that reforms, and therefore they're prohibited to work. The fact that you don't work with them is the way you work with them.
But the fact that Galgal Tainaim received the light that reforms, does it have any effect on the Achap? Does it awaken it?
So I told you, it influences it in such a way that if you don't use the Achap, that itself is a mitzvah and a correction. It puts it into a specific action. It's part of the correction. More?
Ken?
Can you explain the question itself? He says, why when the Anpin rose...
Oh, read it.
Why the third Bechina, when Zer Anpin already rose to Arich Anpin, why from that it seems that Asiya rises to Atzilut, all of it, but it didn't?
Yes, so if Zer Anpin rises, right, to Abba Ve'ima, Nukva 2 rises, so the worlds of Bria Yetzirah Asiya also rise, and in that case, if Zer Anpin rose to Yeshsut, to Abba Ve'ima, below Chazeh, above Chazeh, rises above to Rosh of Atzilut, so accordingly, the world of Asiya also needs to rise 10 Sefirot. from the state it was in until the state it was above Parsa. Right? That it will be above Parsa. Why did only part of it rise from him? Only half of it, the upper half. So he says, here it's a problem. Because in the world of Asiya, above Chazeh there are vessels of bestowal, but below Chazeh there are actual vessels of reception, vessels of Tzimtzum Aleph, that it's not Malchut from Bina, but it's the true Malchut. She there needs to work, she needs to raise man. And man of Ima isn't enough. Man of Ima is the force of Bina, the force of bestowal. That doesn't work on these vessels. Therefore, this part of the world of Asiya, Chap of Asiya, it didn't rise above Parsa.
Okay, tada.
Ken?
Yes.
What is the concealment of Malchut in Radla?
Malchut concealed in Radla means Malchut of the first restriction. It's as if there's a simple logic here. I'm not allowed to work with the vessels of reception until I don't correct all my vessels of bestowal. But all the vessels of bestowal, if I correct them, I go back to my vessels of reception and I can receive in order to bestow. All the vessels of reception, not above the Kli of Kabbalah, but in the Kli of Kabbalah itself. According to how you're looking at me, I understand you don't understand.
So what is the concealment of Malchut in Radla?
Hold on. All of our work is... All of our work is... Here is Malchut, and here are the upper nine, and all of this is the Partsuf. In the upper nine, we're allowed to receive in order to bestow. But the upper nine, it's not a will to receive. A will to receive is only Malchut. That's the desire, I've wrote. But if the Malchut supports the upper nine, it adds her desire to the upper nine. And then, in the qualities, that's the qualities, and here is the desire, which enters the qualities, it gives the qualities the ability to resemble the Creator. A desire plus qualities equals the Creator. In other words, I need to clothe in these qualities in different forms of bestowal, right? And bestowal. And then, when I do that through my desire, then there is the ability to resemble the Creator, and the Creator can clothe in them. I make such forms of my desire that my desire is, how should I say? My desire is, it's like when kids make out of sand, like, what's it called? Let's say these patterns or... I take a desire, I raise it to the upper nine. Look at me, or at the drawing, everyone. So, according to the different forms of bestowal, the desire that's included in those forms of bestowal, it receives the desire in a form of bestowal. A desire in a form of bestowal already becomes similar to the Creator. Do you understand that? What don't you understand? Well, who doesn't understand? Don't be shy. What don't you understand?
No,
I don't understand what is a form of bestowal.
I take a desire, that this desire is like, it just wants, it's a want. I want to swallow everything up. Okay, now no. I want to resemble the Creator, so I'm not going to do, I need to form my desire and make a tzimtzum out of it, masach, returning light, form of bestowal. Okay, my desire has to go through special processing so that this desire will be as a desire not to receive, but to bestow. I don't know what it is, but it needs to go through this. When it's included in the upper nine, it comes to Keter in a way that it's already compatible with Keter, it's suitable for it. And then what happens in the desire, between the desire and the Creator? Zifug, coupling. It's not clear?
This form of bestowal necessitates a certain amount of intention, so it won't be for yourself, isn't it?
All of that is in the Tet Rishonot. Intentions are in the upper nine. Desires are in Malchut. The upper nine are just intentions. Intentions to bestow in this and that way, in all different forms. The desire itself knows nothing it wants. It wants for myself, leave me alone. Then it reaches Tet Rishonot, meaning it makes a Tzimtzum Aleph of itself. Meaning, not for himself. But what is it for? I don't know what it is, what I can, but I know not for myself. If it's not for myself, then it starts rising. And he receives different forms, new intentions. So he goes through this processing. To the extent this desire of the Malchut is included in the upper nine, right? To the extent it's included in these upper nine, to that extent it can reach bestowal to the Creator. It does a zivug dehaka here, and so on. And as much as it doesn't, then it remains empty. So here you have an empty space, the end of the Partzuf, a place of Zivug De'akab, which is the Rosh of the Partzuf, and a place where he expresses all of it. That's called Toch of the Partzuf. We're back to part one of Pticha. Okay, fine. It's not a joke, it's fine. More.
So what is the Zivug of Malchut in Radla?
Hold on. Zivug of Radla is on the actual Malchut.
No Zivug. Concealment of Malchut in Radla.
Concealment is Reisha Deot Lo Yada, that he doesn't yet know it. It's not yet been revealed. That's the true Rosh of the world of Atzilut, the Paratzuf of the world of Atzilut. It's true Rosh, which is concealed. Because it works on the Tzimtzum Aleph. When we finish Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction, and move to the first restriction, then we will activate that Rosh.
But as you just said, the stony heart or the true Malchut does not participate in the process you just described, does she?
No, but Evan Masu Abonim, the builders were...
A stone which the builders rejected became a chief cornerstone.
Every time.
So in this drawing, there are two parts of Malchut, a part that participates in the process, and there's a part which doesn't participate in the process. Is it Leva Evan, the stony heart?
No, this is to start with we don't use it. We don't participate. From Malchut of Ensof, we're already not participating in all these things.
So that Malchut which you drew here below, it doesn't include the true Malchut.
Here in this drawing?
Yeah.
No, here I drew everything in order to give an example of everything. There is Malchut here of... Malchut of the first restriction we use only in the world of Ak. in the world of Nikudim, in the shattering, and in the world of Atzilut, entirely in Tzimtzum Bet. And Adam HaRishon is entirely in Tzimtzum Bet, but only in a Chap of the Rising. And after all the corrections of Adam HaRishon, they go back to Tzimtzum Aleph.
The stony heart, it is corrected only at the end in Rav Pa'ali Mekabtzei El, which is an action from below downward. So why does it say here that another man of Nukva is needed in order to activate it?
This, we need to reach a desire to use it, but of course it comes from above downwards. It's action.
So the final action at the end of correction is from above downward?
Yes.
So that's not clear. The whole process is a system which is meant to enable the created beings to activate the corrections for the soul to ask, raise man, to activate the correction. This is how this whole process is built like. And the biggest part, the created beings do not participate there.
They participate by correcting it all, and then comes the time of the Lev Ha'Even, of the heart of stone, which is then awakened. And then that's that too.
It's been awakened or it's from above downward? I don't understand.
Okay, I want to be clear for now. It's not clear not only to you. We're not allowed to use the true will to receive, only its inclusion in Gagal Tainayim and the Kalim of Bina. Period. That's it.
So our action is only sorting out all the other desires, not including Lev Ha'Even, the stony heart.
Yes. The stony heart isn't a special desire. It's the usage of the desire, not it through Hitkalelut with the Bina, but with the actual desire itself. It's not that it's a special desire. I'm not allowed to eat an apple. No, no such thing. In every single detail, the usage of the desire itself without being included in Binah first is prohibited. Yes, Asaf.
Does the desire awaken the different qualities and give them life, or the qualities exist and all is needed is the clothing of the desire?
I don't care the qualities, I care about the desire.
I care about the desire.
Yes.
That once you receive those new qualities.
What qualities?
The qualities of the friends. Examples which it receives from the friends, from the first nine.
I get from them awakening. I don't get from them qualities. We can't divide ourselves, our qualities, yours and mine and his, etc. No. Each one gets only an awakening. To the extent the friend works, I get an external impression from that. The Sfirot aren't in inclusion with themselves. You can't connect or add up the Sfirot or add up the desires. Each one is independent. But we are included in the mutual bestowal towards the upper one.
In the diagram, there's supposed to be a desire around all the first nine, which are all the friends. This is the other drawing you always do. This is the part in the middle between us. When the Kli is in between the friends, if there are 10 points, so the Kli, the vessel is in between the friends. So the first nine, is that the Kli between the friends? That desire?
Why are you complicating things? I don't understand. You have 10 desires, right?
Right.
In desires, we can't be included. We can't lead kolel with desires.
Or their intention.
The intention. One intention. So what's the question?
Can you put on the previous diagram? Thank you. When a zivug is made above in the Rosh, does it include all first nine, all the qualities?
Not all the upper nine, only those from the upper nine with which you can work in order to bestow. And what you can't work in order to bestow, these desires from the upper nine, they become the sof of the pertzuf.
So those points of yourself which it collects during the scrutiny of what we have said yesterday, Joseph and his brothers, those points of yourself.
That I don't want to hear. That's your interpretation for the Torah.
Excuse me. In the second restriction, who is the nukva that we work with?
In the Tzimtzum Bet, nukva is the malchut that rose to Bina.
And what is she with respect to malchut of malchut, malchut of the first restriction, nukva of the first restriction?
Nukva of Tzimtzum Bet, which is not genuine, it's nukva of 6,000 years.
What does it mean, nukva, which is not real? What is she? This is the maid, or what is this nukva?
Why maid? Where are you? What are you starting to start interpreting the Torah?
What is the unreal nukva?
Unreal nukva means it's not the malchut, the will to receive, but it's the will to receive that is able of being included with the will to bestow, in which, and that is what we use. Okay. I recommend to work according to the drawings and according to the points we're learning. This is what we're learning, this is what we're learning, etc. Stop confusing things. I'm not going to start solving your confusions. Go on.
We're on page 2076, question 285. Why in the first Bechina, Bria was in the place of Zer Anpin de Atzilut? Why in the first Bechina, Bria was in the place of Zer Anpin de Atzilut? The answer is on page 2086, question 285. That is the rule. The upper one sorts only its adjacent degree. Therefore, everything that is sorted in the womb of Ima is Zer Anpin. And since Nukva was already in the place of Ima, therefore Bria, which was sorted by her, was in the Bechina of Zer Anpin.
That's clear, right? What state are we talking about? Question. What does it say in the question here?
The question is, why in the first Bechina, Bria was in the place of Zer Anpin de Atzilut?
Mm-hmm. What's the answer?
This is the rule. The upper one sorts only its adjacent degree. And therefore, everything which is sorted in the beten, in the womb of Ima, is Zer Anpin. And since the Nukva was already in the place of Ima, therefore, Bria, which was sorted by her, was in the Bechina of Zer Anpin.
Clear. According to the degrees. Next.
Question 286. Why in the first Bechina of the Eve of Shabbat, the first four of Yetzirah were in the place of Nukva de Atzilut? Why in the first Bechina of the Eve of Shabbat, the first four of Yetzirah were in the place of Nukva de Atzilut? The answer, 286, everything that is sorted in Zer Anpin is the Bechina of Nukva. But since there are two Bechinot in Zon, Achor be'achor, back to back, and panim be'panim, face to face, and the olamot were still back to back, achor be'achor. Therefore, also Bria, which was already in the Bechina of Zer Anpin, could sort out only the Bechina of Nukva, the achor be'achor, back to back, which stands from the chazen below of Zer Anpin. Therefore, only the first four of Yetzirah rose to Atzilut, and the bottom six remained in Bria.
According to the same style as they were to start with, before the ascents.
Question 287. Why in the first Bechina, the first four of Asiya were in the place of the bottom four of Bria, and the first and the bottom six of Asiya were in the place of the first six of Yetzira? Answer 287. Everything that is sorted in Nukva de Atzilut is the Bechina of Bria, and since Yetzira was in the Bechina of Nukva de Atzilut, therefore, Olam Asiya, which is sorted by her, became as Bria. But since only the first four of Yetzira were in the place of Nukva, and her bottom six were in Bria, therefore, that division was in Asiya as well, where the first four of Asiya were in the bottom, in the bottom four of Bria. But the first six of Asiya were in the first six of Yetzira.
It's clear it continues one after the other. He's going according to order. Go on.
289. Why, when Bria rise to Atzilut, why when Bria rises to Atzilut, Bria becomes as the actual Atzilut? Why when Bria rises to Atzilut, Bria becomes exactly like Atzilut? 289. Because there is no similar place, imaginary place, meaning to say that it rises from one place to another, but a matter of ascent means an equivalence of form. Therefore, when you say that Bria rose to Atzilut, it is necessarily that she equalized her form like Atzilut, and she is exactly like Atzilut.
It's all according to the qualities. As much as they receive the qualities more or less, accordingly are the ascents and descents. There isn't the this imaginary place here.
Question 290. Why the place of Zeranpin should be in the place of Arichanpin? Why the place of Zeranpin should be in the place of Arichanpin? Answer 290. Arichanpin close on Zat de Atik, which stand at the place of Zat de Nikudim, which are Zeranpin de Nikudim. Therefore, Arich Anpin stands at the place of Zer Anpin. Therefore, the place of Arich Anpin should be the place of Zer Anpin. Again, question 290, why the place of Zer Anpin should be at the place of Arich Anpin? Answer 290, Arich Anpin close Zat de Atik, which stand at the place of Zat de Nikudim, which are Zeranpin the Nikudim. Therefore, Arich Anpin stands at the place of Zeranpin. Therefore, the place of Arich Anpin should be at the place of Zeranpin.
Everything with respect to the world of Nikudim, because the world of Atzilut, well, all the worlds of Abiyah, they come to correct the world of Nikudim as if it's not shattered. So, what are we lacking in order to not shatter? That's how all the worlds of Abiya were created. Yes.
Question 291. Why the state of the Olamot in truth is Zeranpin in the place of Arich Anpin, and Nukva in the place of Abba Ve'ima, and Bia in the place of Yesut and Zon of Atzilut? Again, why the state of the Olamot in truth is Zeranpin in the place of Arich Anpin, and Nukva in the place of Abba Ve'ima, and Bia in the place of Yesut and Zon of Atzilut? The answer. 291. Arich Anpin stands at the place of Zat de Nikudim, because Rosh of Arich Anpin close Chagat de Atik, which stands at the place of Chagat de Nikudim. And Abba Ve'ima, they clothe from pain below Arich Anpin, where is Nehi De'atik, which stand at the place of Nehi De'nikudim. Therefore, Abba V'ima stand at the place of Nukva De'zer Anpin, which is the Bechina of Nehi De'nikudim. Thus, Bia are the Bechina from Chazen below of Zat of Nikudim. During the shattering of the Kelim, they broke and died because they expanded below the Parsa. And now, in the world of correction, they need to rise and be corrected above the Parsa. Therefore, Bia needs to take the Bechina of Chazen and below of Zer Anpin. And when Zer Anpin takes the place of Arich Anpin, Bia should clothe the Bechina of from his Chazen and below, which is the place of Chazen and below of Arich Anpin, of the permanent Arich Anpin, where Yesut and Zon now stand. Bria should clothe at the place of Yesut, and Yetzira at the place of Zer Anpin, and Asiya at the place of Nukva De'atzilut.
Again, question and answer.
Again, question 291. Why the state of the Olamot, the worlds, in truth, is Zer Anpin in the place of Arich Anpin, and Nukva at the place of Abba V'ima, and Bia at the place of Yesut and Zon De'atzilut? Answer 291. Arich Anpin stands at the place of Zat Denikudim, because the Rosh of Arich Anpin closes Chagat De'atik, which stands at the place of Chagat Denikudim. And Abba V'ima, they close from Pe and below of Arich Anpin, where is Nehi De'atik, which stands at the place of Nehi Denikudim. Therefore, Abba V'ima stand at the place of Nukva De'zer Anpin, which is the Bechina of Nehi De'nikudim. And Bia, they are the Bechina of Chazen below of Zat of Nikudim. During the shattering of the vessels, they broke and died because they expanded below the Parsa. And now, in the world of correction, they need to rise and be corrected above the Parsa. Therefore, Bia should take the Bechina of Chazeh and below of Zer Anpin. And when Zer Anpin takes the place of Arich Anpin, Bia should clothe the Bechina of his Chazeh and below, which is the place of Chazeh and below of the permanent Arich Anpin, where now Yesut and Zon stand. Bria should clothe the place of Yesut, and Yetzira the place of Zer Anpin, and Asiya at the place of Nukva De'atzilut. Moving on to the next part of the lesson, but before we do, let's sing a song together.
יש עוד אהבה בעולם גם אם השתכחה גם אם הסתתרה גם אם טרם גילית את סודה יש עוד אהבה בעולם גם אם השתכחה גם אם הסתתרה גם אם טרם גילית את סודה היא השיר של החיים היא האור של השירים קבל אותה אל תרתה רק לך אינו יש עוד אהבה בעולם אותה עוד יגלו כולם רק לפתוח צוהר חם היא כבר תמצא לה את דרכה לשם היא השיר של החיים היא האור של השירים קבל אותה אל תרתה רק לך היא נועדה Shoulder.